Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds in Irvine, California. And look who we have here in the virtual studio lounge. A couple of, well, Courtney's not a crasher. She runs the crash. You are the crasher.
I mean, I was a crasher, so yeah, I can.
That's right.
I'm still honored to be grouped with the crashers.
You're the lead. You're the pipe piper of the crashers now.
Yeah, exactly. Once a crasher, always a crasher.
There
exactly.
You go. All right. And Jim Walker from CESLOC. Is it Federal Credit Union or just Credit Union?
Federal Credit Union.
Federal Credit. Okay. I always get those mixed up. I apologize. But Jim Walker, who is a current crasher, is in the studio lounge. Jim, how are you?
Doing well. Just enjoying Big Bite Minds. It's not raining anymore, which is great.
Yeah, I apologize for that weather. I promised to dial up some good weather. And what happened yesterday? It was a downpour. So my apologies. But today it's nice. It's okay. It's going to get better as the week goes on now.
It's beautiful, sunny.
Yeah, summertime's going to come back real quick here.
Exactly.
Don't worry. Exactly. All right. Hey, we are here with Courtney Angeli, obviously, from Filene Research Institute. She is the leader of the Crashers. How are you, Courtney?
I am fantastic. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, my hometown, and it's just really nice to be back and experiencing the sunshine.
I did not know you were from Southern California. Yes.
I transplanted to Madison.
Wow, that's quite a transplant.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah. I love it though.
Good. Yeah. Love Madison too. Oh my gosh. Love Madison. So anyway, we digress.
Yes.
So tell us about the Crasher Project. Jim, let's tell us about your experience with the Crasher program. What are you doing at the conference? What have you done in the past? What are you going to do in the future? I know heavy loaded question here, but we want it all.
Yeah, so this is my second time at the Big Bright Minds Conference. I went to the last one in Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, I was there too. Okay, wow.
Yeah, it was a great experience. It's been great crashing. I love crashing just because you get an opportunity to get so many different perspectives on things. As credit unions, we all have the same problems, but everyone has different constituencies, member bases that they serve. Mm-hmm. So we all have slightly different solutions. We all use slightly different technology platforms. So it's great just to meet people and see how we approach the same problems and what might work for you that you might be able to borrow from someone else.
Indeed. Yeah. And Courtney kind of gives you the group, that is kind of the backstage pass, so to speak, of, you know, kind of the networking and meeting all the important people and making those connections, which will really pay off later in your career, if not now. So how has that been? How has the networking been and making those connections?
Yeah, it's been great. Meeting some really interesting people. Definitely going to follow up with them on some ideas that I want to bring to my credit union.
So Courtney, what are some of I didn't mean to surprise you.
No, it's...
Oh my gosh. I'm going to lose it.
No, it's...
You cracked me up. I'm so funny. Oh, my face is bright red. I didn't even forget what I was going to ask you.
I was going to tell you that Jim not only crashed Big Bright Minds, but he also was participating in a virtual crash that we held for one of our centers of excellence last year. The focus was, I want to say, talent and diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yes.
This is actually his third time crashing. So he's come back again and again. And so it's always great to have him be part of it because he's a very innovation-minded individual, and that's what he does for CESLOC. And so he always brings great perspectives.
You're a veteran with the Crasher program. My gosh. And Courtney, I just remembered the question I was going to ask you.
Yes.
So what are your goals? What do you want to achieve at Big Bright Minds this year for this group of Crashers? Some veterans, some rookies, some in the middle. What do you want to help them achieve?
So first goal, because there are veterans, I was honestly nervous to build this curriculum because everyone has gone through the traditional crash curriculum. So I had a really special opportunity to think about the topics that we're going to be covering at Big Bright Minds, how that all plays into what the fellows are going to be speaking about, what the panelists are going to cover. And so we're just threading this really beautiful weave of, this is what you can expect. This is how you can network. Here are some people to know. These are the centers that are going to talk about these individual themes. Mm-hmm. And then how are you accomplishing your networking goals and your knowledge goals as you go through this event? Mm-hmm. So it's just been a very intentional experience where everything that we're doing is going to have the outcome of, what did I learn? Did I meet that goal? And what support do I need if I didn't meet that particular goal?
Right. And having said that, Jim, so what are some of your expectations or even takeaways for this conference? Because I know there's so much and the content is second to none. So what do you want to take back to CESWOC Monday morning?
Yeah, the big one from today so far is the fostering entrepreneurial mindset in the credit union. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really, really important way to think about things as we move forward. Just because of the rate of technology and member expectations, it's so rapid now. We need to have that quick development, quick iteration, quick revamp of whatever we're working on to continue moving forward and continue offering great service to our members.
Yeah.
Right on. And so here comes the next loaded question for you that I asked Erica as well. So where do you want this program to help? How do you want this program to help your career? What do you plan to do with what you've learned your third time around, so to speak? So because I mean, it sounds like you're destined to some great things here. So what do you hope to gain out of it? And then where do you want to take it career wise?
As far as the immediate program is just, like I said, bringing those perspectives back to my credit union, kind of enhancing my own perspective on things. I work as a process analyst, so I like to have, you know, a toolbox of perspectives to bring to bear on a problem.
Right on.
As far as looking at my career, I think CEO is kind of the, but I have my eye on
it. Kind of a nice ring to it, yeah.
It's fine.
We'll see where life takes us, because, you know.
I have no doubt you will get there for sure, especially with Courtney's leadership. She's going to pave the way for you if she hasn't already. And so, I mean, how does that make you feel, though, Courtney? Because the last two people we talked to, I mean, both of them want that corner office. They want to be the CEO position, which is fantastic because we need more people like this in the industry. So how does it feel to be kind of like, I don't say leading those people, but kind of guiding them, you know, on this path to get there?
Well, one, thank you for asking. What a lovely question. It's really an honor. And there are times where I have to pinch myself and then remind myself that I'm providing a service that at the end of the day is only going to support credit union members, which is only going to help cooperative finance. And so the lens that I get to work from is if I can help develop strong leaders that lead with mission and purpose, but also have a really solid grasp of how the organization actually can operate efficiently, what a win that is. And it, you know, I always tell crashers, I love it when they want to be a CEO or a CIO or CFO or whatever ladder, you know, they want to climb to. I'm also super honored when people are happy to serve members in whatever capacity that means for them. And so every time crashers are, I can do what I can do because they're here. And it's kind of a mutually beneficial experience for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
I do love it.
One of my interviews, this kind of sums it up really nicely. One of my interviews earlier, his name was Gopal Swami. He was from Conductive. And I'd asked him about the conference and he summed up, he said, this is a conference of do-gooders. And I can't get that out of my head now. And what you guys have just been talking about is doing good, you know? And no matter, like you said, Courtney, no matter the capacity, you guys are there serving members and helping them improve their lives and helping them get to that next step, whatever that may be. So you guys are do-gooders. So congratulations on that too. Not only a crasher, but a do-gooder. Well done.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Hey, I know you guys have a lot on your plate, so I don't want to keep you from it. But my last question is, how is it being back in person? My gosh, craziness.
I'll let you take this one first.
Yeah, it's great. You know, kind of living at home. It's just the cat for interaction for, you know, however many months that was. It's great to be back in person, just be able to see people, and you can have spontaneous conversations where you're not waiting for the end of the sentence in Zoom. You can kind of read body language, conversation's going, and see how the flow is going. Just so much better.
Yeah, and you know, when you're living with a cat, you know, sometimes they don't want anything to do with you, you know? So it's very selective there. I'm just kidding.
So true.
What's your perspective on that?
I'm excited. And for us, this is really just the start of more conferences hopefully taking place in person. Crash the GAC is happening in 2022, which if you want to apply for, you can. Applications are open. You can get to them at cooperativetrust.com. They're open until the 3rd of December.
All right.
That was a shameless plug, but also very important.
We'll put the link in the show notes so people
can. Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, and it's important because I love seeing people in person. Virtual has been amazing. You know, Jim and I have been able to see each other several times throughout the year and work through the Cooperative Trust because of Zoom. So accessibility has never been greater in that sense. And also to Jim's point, the nonverbals via Zoom are just, it's too hard for me sometimes. Anyway, I'm really excited to be face-to-face. But also, if you are not a face-to-face person, Crash Course, which is our fully virtual program, that one is also recruiting right now through the end of November. So okay. We have all kinds of options, whether you want to be in-person or face-to-face.
Right on.
We basically have everything you need.
Good deal. And we'll put those links in the show notes so they can get right to it and give you a call if you have any questions.
Please. Yeah.
Done. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Jim, very nice to meet you. Congratulations on your success so far. And I can tell you're on your way to bigger and better and greater things. So thank you for what you've done so far. And Courtney, always again, thank you for your leadership with these folks and setting them on this path to success as well. So
it is my honor.
Indeed. All right, guys. Thanks again.
Bye.
Well, be safe. Congrats. Yes,
thank you.